Proverbs chapter 6, the Lord gave me this before He gave me messages for my time at Lumia. So I know the Lord wants me to just preach this. So you bear with me here in Proverbs chapter 6, please, verses 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. The Bible reads, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Get a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the challenge and encouragement to abide in the vine. And Lord, thank you for the assurance of bearing fruit, more fruit, much fruit, fruit that remains and brings glory to your name. And we ask once again, as we study your eternal word, that your Holy Spirit would lead us and teach us and lead us into truth. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You might recall the week before last we looked at verses 1 to 5 and we studied the issue of surety. And I trust that you remember what that word is in reference to. In essence, it deals with the issue of becoming a guarantor in financial matters. In other words, to take financial responsibility for another. That is surety. And we noted from verses 1 to 5, if we find ourselves in that sort of situation, wisdom would seek to be released from that obligation. So God's wisdom teaches us, don't get involved in becoming a guarantor for another financially. That is God's wisdom. Now we deal with the issue of gleaning principles of wisdom from the life of an ant, verses 6 to 11. And I'd like for us to note, first and foremost, the ant as an example. The ant as an example. Note then verse 6, it reads, "Go to the ant." Go to the ant. The Bible teaches us that wisdom will take the time to note the example of the ant, to study the habits of this little insect, and note the wisdom that it teaches. So verse 6 challenges us to note the example of the ant. Now most of us wouldn't care less about ants. In fact, most of us, if we see an ant, we would just try to squash it. You know? And nobody, most of us wouldn't bother. Most of us wouldn't bother just standing back and just observing ants. But the Bible teaches us, go to the ant. Note their example. Especially, note verse 6, thou sluggard. The word sluggard is a word that means a individual that is idle, a person that is lazy. We don't tend to use the word sluggard as much as we use the word lazy. And the Bible teaches us, go to the ant, especially thou sluggard, consider, ponder. Ponder the road that the ant travels, and as a result, you will become wise, verse 6. So, note the example of the ant. Ants are as common as air. And in the land of Palestine, there were plenty of them. Now, many ants in Palestine, within the biblical setting, fed on animal substance. But there were also ants that fed off vegetation. So ants were very common within the biblical setting. And the Bible teaches us, go to the ant. Note the example of the ant. Despise not the day of small things. And let me challenge you this evening, church family. Are you teachable? Are you and I prepared to stoop to a point of humility that we would stand back and observe and take note of the ant? We who are the pinnacle of God's creation, mankind, the pinnacle of God's creation, and God calls us to go to the ant, consider her ways, especially thou sluggard, and you will become wise. See? And as we move on in verses 7 and 8, the Bible exalts the ant. So in verse number 6, the Bible teaches us to note the example of the ant. Now look at verse 7 and 8. God exalts the ant. Why is an ant worth pondering upon? Why are ants worth noting? Well, the Proverbs teach us, which have no guide, verse 7. Ants have no one to direct them in their work. They have no policies and procedures. They have no operation manuals as such. Go to the ant. They have no guide. Look at verse 7. They have no overseer. The word overseer there means to inspect. They have nobody on their back watching over them. So ants have no operation manuals, policies and procedures to follow as such. They have no overseers. They have nobody inspecting, providing quality control, so to speak. They have nobody over them, correcting them, complimenting them. But also verse number 6 tells us, apparently verse 7, that have no guide, no overseer, and or ruler. The ruler there is in reference to reporting. An ant has nobody to be accountable to. So the Bible teaches us the ant has nobody to direct. An ant has nobody that oversees them. The ant has no one that they report to. And yet we note the abundant wisdom within the habits of an ant. Verse 8, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Yet she has an abundance of food supply all around. Even though the ant has no guide, no overseer or ruler, yet she has much in store as far as provisions are concerned. And I'd just like to just note a few little principles here as to why God exalts the ant. A couple of principles here from verse number 8. It's obvious from verse number 8, firstly, that the ant is diligent. They are efficient. Ants are efficient. The old saying goes, cut hay while the sun shines. And that's the ant. When there is the opportunity to gather food supplies, they are efficient. They are diligent. You know, if you ever take the time to look at ants, they move at a rapid pace, don't they? They move at a good pace. They move along diligently. You know, you don't tend to look at ants and say, well, that one's dragging its feet. You know, they're diligent and they're efficient. But it's also important to note that ants are hard working, you know, they work hard. And that principle is evident there in verse number 8. They provide her meat in the summer. They understand that, hey, now's the time to gather and assemble food for that colder time of the year. So they are hard working. I've been told that ants are strong enough to carry 5 times their body weight. 5 times their body weight. Now, just consider your body weight right now. You don't have to confess it. Times it by 5. The ant has the ability to carry 5 times its body weight. See? So they're hard working, they're diligent. The ant is also a little insect that thinks ahead. It looks into the future. It plans ahead. It doesn't live for today, but it thinks about tomorrow. It thinks ahead. It considers that, hey, now's the time to gather supplies, because there is coming a day when it will be cold and food will be scarce, and so I need to gather today for tomorrow. So we see diligence in the life of the ant. We see that the ant is hard working. We see that the ant thinks ahead, and obviously the ant is very self-disciplined, because she understands that during the summer months, during the harvest time, that's when I need to gather food. So there is self-discipline, can be another lesson learned from the life of the ant. And fifthly, I'd like for us to note that the principle that she's not hindered by circumstances. Now, the Bible teaches us in verse 8 that she gathereth her meat in the summer. It's hot in summertime in the land of Israel. It's very hot. It can get very hot in Palestine and Israel during the summertime. But yet she's not hindered. She's not hindered by her circumstances. What a wonderful example. No wonder God tells you and I, go to the ant. Learn from her. She has no guide, she has no overseer, she has no ruler, yet she's diligent, she's hard working, she thinks ahead, she's still self-disciplined, and she's not hindered by a little bit of heat. It's a humbling thought for the pinnacle of God's creation, you and I, mankind, to learn wisdom from the smallest and probably the seemingly insignificant ant. They're very industrious, have a lot of initiative. And the application here in verse 9 and following. So verses 7 and 8, we see that God exalts the ant. In verse 6, God tells us, take note of the example of the ant. But here in verses 9 to 11, God exposes the sluggard. So God tells us about the example of the ant, but verses 9 to 11, God exposes the sluggard. What is a sluggard? What is considered laziness? Well, note there in verse 9 that it reads, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? One of the marks of a sluggard, a lazy person, is that they will not get up. They're always sleeping in. They won't get up. Therefore, the application is that they will waste valuable time. They are wasteful of time. That is the application of the sluggard. The mark of a sluggard is one that will waste time. He won't get up out of his sleep. A mark of a lazy person. They will waste valuable time. The Bible teaches us that we have to redeem the time because the days are evil. The Bible teaches us that we have to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. A sluggard will waste valuable time. That is a glowing mark of a sluggard. An ant does not. She understands that I've got to collect as much food substance during the times when it's available, otherwise I will not have enough to live through the winter months. So one of the marks of a lazy sluggard is that they will waste time. A sluggard does not work according to a weekly schedule. Let me ask you, think about your past week. How did you use your time? A sluggard has little idea. That proves you've probably wasted a lot of time. Outside of the obvious, you know, 9 to 5 where you work and 6 to 7 that you have your dinner that you can account for. But what about all those other times of the day? Those other times of the week. See, one of the marks of a sluggard, beloved, is that they will waste time. That is a mark of a lazy person. But secondly, note then verse 10. I'm almost done, so bear with me. All right? Verse 10. Another mark of a lazy sluggard, a lazy person, is that it will be evident in the little things. Okay? Firstly, they waste time. A lazy person, a sluggard, is one that will waste a lot of time. And secondly, it will be evident in the little things. Note then verse 10, yet a little sleep. They're constantly sleeping in, always. That's a sluggard. One day might be 5 minutes, next day might be 10 minutes, next day might be 15 minutes, next day might be 2 minutes, but just constant, little sleep, always, always, you know, just refuse to jump out of bed when that alarm sounds. They fight it, and it'll vary how they fight it, but they will fight it. A little sleep. That's a sluggard. That's a mark of laziness. A little slumber. What does that mean? Well, the slumber here is in reference to dragging your feet. Person that's not diligent. They're slow. Move slowly. And when you look at an ant, they do not move slowly. They move efficiently, don't they? They're wonderful to see them move, man. They are efficient. Especially when you step on an ant's nest. Man, do they move. Right? Very efficient, very diligent. But a sluggard is constantly sleeping in, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little slumber, a little slumber, a little slumber, and a little bit of sleep here, sleep there, but also they're slumbering, they drag their feet, they're slow. Parents, don't tolerate slowness from your children. Charge them, you need to be diligent. See, you know what diligence is, parents. Train your children to be diligent. Don't breed sloths. See? Lazy sloths. There's enough of them in the world. Okay? Note the next little one here in verse 10. A little folding of the hands to sleep. This is inactivity. So, a sluggard is a person that will waste time. And secondly, it's evident in the little things. They're always sleeping in a little bit, and they slumber, they move very slowly, they're very sluggish, and they're inactive, they don't move, unless you put a bomb under them, you know, they won't move. Folding of the hands. My friend, the Bible teaches us, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Laziness is evident in the little duties of life. And this is what verse 10 is teaching us. Are you listening to me? This is what verse 10 is teaching us. Laziness is evident in, number one, wasting of time, and it's evident in the little things. It's the little things. It's the little things that amount to big things. That's the sluggard, see? An unwillingness to put dirty washing in the dirty washing bin. An unwillingness to use a cup or a saucer and not wash it up. Constant forgetfulness. Not completing your homework. You won't practice your piano. Hygiene. You're too lazy to brush your teeth every morning and every evening. Instead of cutting your fingernails, you chew your fingernails. Making constant wrong choices. A refusal to clean up after yourself. Your desk is always untidy. Your room's always messy. You don't make your bed and you don't make it properly. You're negligent to say thank you and sorry. And ask permission when you need to ask for permission. You don't follow procedures. You won't replace that empty toilet roll. Yeah. Yeah. The little things. It is all slothfulness. It's laziness. That's what the Bible teaches. Note then verse 10. I'm not making up. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. It's the little things. Parents, it's the little things. Make big deal of these little things. Otherwise, you are breeding a sloth in your family. Whether it be your spouse or your children. Note the result, and I'll close with this in verse number 11. So shall thy poverty come. Slothfulness leads to poverty. poverty. That's what the Bible teaches. Leads to poverty. To have need, to lack the basics of life, that's what it leads to. The Bible teaches us laziness leads to poverty. And parents, if we allow our children to be slothful in the little things, congratulations, you're destining your child to be in poverty. Your child could be the next housing commission case. Now, I understand there are some legitimate people that are on welfare, but I can assure you the majority of people that are on welfare are lazy. They're lazy. They are in the situation they're in because they made wrong choices and they are lazy and they don't want to work. Amen, Pastor. Welcome back. Yeah. True. You know it's true. After 20 odd years in the ministry and visiting commission blocks and welfare people, I can assure you the majority of them are there because they are sluggards, they are lazy, and the Bible is true. Laziness leads to poverty. Don't be the next one. Be diligent. Then he defines the poverty there in verse 11 as one that traveleth. The word traveleth here is one that is nomadic. One that has no permanent home, has no assets in life, just goes from one place to the next, has nothing to show for life. That's what laziness leads to. You'll have nothing to show with your life. For your life. Now some simply have very little because they've given it all to the Lord. That was C.T. Studd, a wonderful missionary that went to three continents and preached the gospel, and after he died, as the story goes, his daughter came in to sort of settle his estate, and as she was prepared to settle the estate of C.T. Studd, he had nothing. She had nothing to settle because he'd given it all to the Lord. What a wonderful testimony. Others have nothing because they're lazy. And also note then verse 11, it also goes on to read, and thy want is as an armed man. Now in Psalm 23:1, the Bible teaches us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, if the Lord is our shepherd, we will not have need. God will provide our needs. So what does this mean? Thy want is as an armed man. Well, what it simply means is this. The lazy person will find themselves in such need for the basic necessities of life that they will be tempted to commit crime. Poverty and criminal activity are second cousins. Yes, they are. Poverty and criminal activity are second cousins. So the Bible warns us. Parents, raise diligent children, please. Don't tolerate laziness in the home. If you raise a sluggard, this could be the outcome, poverty. Where they'll have nothing to show for life, and they could be tempted to turn to crime in order to have their basic needs met, to steal as an armed man. That's what the Bible teaches. The Lord impressed upon my heart this evening to challenge the church family, let's be diligent. Because lack of diligence doesn't pay, it leads to poverty. So may God help us to take note of the ant and let's be diligent. And parents, listen to me. Don't tolerate laziness in the home because your children will bear the consequences of that. Teach them to be diligent. If they don't understand what diligence is, take them in the backyard and go looking for ants. May God help us to be diligent. Let's bow for prayer.